Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Bassett Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
We welcome you to Minnewaukan, North Dakota, as tonight, Cardinal Boys Basketball on the air and on the road. One final time in region play as they take on the number one ranked Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians. We are happy to have you with us. It is the final home game ever for Four Winds Minnewaukan Boys Basketball. Nothing bad is happening. It's just this is it for the co-op that's been around since 2010. And this is the last home game as this co-op. Minnewaukan will be co-opting with Warwick, and reports say that they will keep the Warriors mascot next year while Four Winds goes their own separate ways. But my goodness, are Four Winds Minnewaukan trying to make this final year as a co-op a special one. They come in 14-1 on the year. They've won 13 consecutive games, and they are the unanimous number one team in yesterday's Class A Boys media poll. They come in off of a very easy game Tuesday. Nobody thought it would be easy. It was easy. I'm going to tell you the final score, and I want you to completely ignore it. They beat Devils Lake 60-46. In the last 3 minutes of that game, Devils Lake went on an 11-0 run. Yeah, Four Winds was up by 25 points at the Sports Center in Devils Lake with 3 minutes to go. That's what's important. The final score Tuesday, not at all important, at least in this guy's opinion. For Carrington, they're coming off of their fifth win of the year, and it's the strangest thing ever. A month ago at the Devils Lake Sports Center, consolation final, Ramsey tournament, they beat Griggs Midcota 53-45. Monday night, Kensal, they beat Griggs Midcota 53-45. I think we can safely say Carrington are 8 points better than Griggs Midcota this year, having played two games. And looking back at the box scores, they're extremely similar. The games were the same twice. You just never see anything like that in high school basketball. So Carrington tries to make it two in a row tonight. Boy, if they do, it would be the kind of win that changes the trajectory of a program. For Four Winds Minnewaukan, they look to keep it rolling. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the region standings, because there's still a game with Harvey Wells County for Carrington coming up on the 2nd of March, and they'll need to win it to prevent seeing these guys again. We'll dive into it more when Cardinal Basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry Street and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Cardinals and Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians coming up with tips scheduled for 7:04 here in Minnewaukan. Well, taking a look at the Region 2A standings, and it is the Indians on top of it, 10-0 on points, 6-0 in games played. And they average 76 a game in region play. They average 72 a game overall. And the reason why it's a little lower is because of the one game they lost. They were blown out by Wahpeton in the second game of the year. Grafton and Thompson meet tonight. And Grafton currently holds the number 2 seed, Thompson the 3 seed. Hillsborough Central Valley is currently a half game up on Devil's Lake. But keep in mind that controversial finish a week ago means that Devil's Lake has the tiebreaker over Hillsborough. Then it's Mayport CG. Harvey and Carrington meet the final night of the season. That's probably to avoid playing Four Winds Minnewaukan. And Randy Huey has made no mistake about it that he'd rather play Grafton than Four Winds Minnewaukan in the quarterfinals of the region tournament. I think any smart coach would say that very same thing right now, the way the Indians are playing. They are led, of course, by the future North Dakota Fighting Hawk football player, Morrell Dang. He averages a very respectable, I think you would say, 19.5 points per game. Jonte DeLorme, 15.4 points per game. Here's the other thing about this team, and this is very uncommon at the high school level. You can't foul them. They're 78% as a team from the free throw line. Just to give you an idea, that would be third best in Division I basketball at the college level. They do not miss their free throws. And it's worth noting, and we'll hear about it from Coach Huey coming up. The last time these two teams played, Carrington led in the regional opening round into the fourth quarter at the Betty in March. Speaking of the head coach, after 2 years as Jason Otto's top assistant, Randy Huey has taken over the program, and the first-year head coach of the Cardinals joins us in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Frelick, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. Four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lamar. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional eye care centers, clearly the best.
Back in Minnewaukan, it is the Cardinals and Four Winds Minnewaukan coming up, and we're joined by Cardinal head coach Randy Huey. And Coach, we were just talking about before we got started tonight, free hit, play your best and see what happens.
Yeah, that's what we talked about in practice yesterday was, you know, I mean, we have nothing to lose right now. We're definitely the underdogs, and we just got to come out and play some basketball. And like I said, we got to kick it a quarter at a time. And, you know, each quarter we want to try to still be in the game and, you know, be able to plan for the next quarter. And so, you know, we want to come out. We're going to try to do some different things tonight and hopefully make that happen.
It will not come as a surprise to you, I don't think, that when your team rebounds the ball really well, you tend to win this year. And you did that again Tuesday, just really cleaned up the glass.
Yeah, we did. You know, that helps things when you can hold teams to one and done. You know, we gave up four offensive boards the other night. And, you know, those things really happen or help to make things happen. We're not giving up those second chance points. And, you know, it's just momentum, too. And, you know, tonight we need to convert on the offensive end as well. So we we can keep them out of transition and not let them just push the ball ahead on us and shoot layups all night.
And that's another part of this is when you guys are able to set up defensively, you've been pretty good this year. And that goes back to the whole effort thing that you've been talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been some good defensive efforts from several guys. And, you know, I thought Monday night in Kensel was our best effort we've had so far tonight as a whole team anyway. And, you know, I think as long as we stick to some of our assignments tonight in the game plan, we'll be able to work on some things and hopefully they work out for us.
So speaking to the basketball nerd that I am, you're right. Not a lot of people outside of your building are going to believe in you tonight, but nobody believed in UMBC. Nobody believed in FDU. And I promise I'm not this old, but in 1983, nobody believed in Chaminade either. And this is why you play the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not many people believed in us last year. We went to the regional tournament and played them either. And we were ahead after every quarter. And, you know, Josh doesn't pick up that fourth foul early in the fourth and or late third, whatever it was. And, you know, maybe that game's different too. Maybe we end up winning that game. So, you know, that was really fun. You know, hopefully our guys can come out and remember that tonight too. And hopefully we can, you know, like we said, one quarter at a time and let's just see where we're at.
Is this a game in preparation that you basically show the guys a whole game film or do you try to pick and choose to not intimidate them as much?
Yeah, we didn't watch any film on them actually. We talked a lot in practice about them. We probably did more scout stuff in practice yesterday than we have two on other stuff on other teams, but we're also going to do some different things tonight and hopefully notice them. And but defensively we're going to try doing them, you know, mixing things up a little bit and see how it works. And if it doesn't work tonight, at least, like I told the guys, at least we're getting to practice against the best.
It does seem that Morrell, for as good as he is trying to get to that right elbow no matter what, and then if a drive is available he'll take it. How crucial is it to get him off his left or his right hand?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we're going to try doubling him when they enter it to the post, and you know, they like to give it to him in that 15 foot area and ISO him and you know, sit there, and he shoots a very, very good fadeaway. So if we can get him pushed away from the hoop a little bit more and hopefully that comes up short, and then we got to make sure we rebound though and get out. So
tonight's also a night where you have to be efficient. You can't take bad shots, you can't turn the ball over, because you let this team get in transition and they can put on quite the highlight reel.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot on Tuesday in film. Was, you know, there were some opportunities we had to blow that game open, especially in even early, and we didn't take the best of shots at times. And you know, we looked at those shots and could see the score on the scoreboard when we're taking those shots, and you know, as if we took a couple better shots, got some layups, like worked into Alec a little bit harder again, you know, maybe we're up 16-5 to begin that game, not 11-5, and then when they go on their 4-0 run, we're still up 7, you know, no big deal, then we can make our run of our own, we're back to double digits. Well, tonight we for sure can't be inefficient on offense. We got to be able to convert, we got to take our time, and we got to pass the ball around, make a move, and try to get some, knock down some good shots.
Have some fun tonight, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thanks, BJ.
That is Cardinal head coach Randy Hooley, and when we come back, the Bessette Motors starting lineups from Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
We're back in Minnewaukan. It is the Cardinals and Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians coming up. And right now, time for the Bessette Motors starting lineups. Bessette Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bessette Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visitors, the Carrington Cardinals. And at one forward, a 6'2 sophomore, Hayden Hoggle. 2.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. Another forward, 6'1 senior, Tate Wolski. 5.5 points, 5 boards a game. The center is 6'5 junior Alec Threadgold, 9.5 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. At one guard, a 6'4 junior Taylen Merring.
14 points, 5 boards, 3.5 assists per game. And the other guard is 6'4 senior Maddox McAloney. 16.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game for first-year head coach Randy Hooey and the Cardinals. Now for 4 wins, Minnewaukan, and they start at guard of 5'8 junior Dason Dubois. 4 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. Another guard, Jonte DeLorme, the 5'10 senior, averages 15.5, 2.5, and 1.5 a game. Sonny Albert, 6'4 sophomore forward, 9.7 points, 6.1 rebounds a game. At forward, 6'1 senior Tyler Black Jr., 5 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. And the future Hawk, 6'5 junior swingman Morel Dang, 19.5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists per game for 500 game winner Rick Smith and the 4 wins Minnewaukan Indians. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the voice of the Cardinal.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
And that's our pregame show tonight. When we come back, the opening tip of Carrington and 4 wins Minnewaukan on the i3G Sports Network.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bissett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BissettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
This is Bryn Hansen, a senior at DeLax Billington High School and the 2025-26 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Where do high school students learn about competition, free enterprise, morals, values, and how to succeed in our society? In uniquely staged high school activity programs. You can be a part of this valuable learning experience by attending a number of the many high school athletic, music, and speech events in your community. This has been a public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Cardinals and 4 wins Minnewaukan Indians coming up. The Cardinals are in a weird, I guess, starting tonight part of their schedule. They will not have a game for a week. They'll host Medina Pingree Buchanan next Thursday. And then another week without a game. And they'll host Grafton in the home finale. It is a bit of a strange schedule, but probably allows Carrington to go into that regional tournament a little fresh, if nothing else. A little fresh. There is no such thing as a team that is 100% on February 12th. You've got dings and bruises and what have you. And so maybe it's an advantage for Carrington that they don't have a heavy, heavy schedule coming down the home stretch of the regular season. Don't forget, tomorrow at noon here on KDAK, the Cardinal, it is Cardinal Girls Wrestling in Valley City at the Regional Individuals. Our guys, the best wrestling broadcast team in North Dakota, Kyle Hewitt and Dennis Freeman, will have it for you. And then at 6:45 tomorrow, I beg your pardon, let me get that right. There's now no B game tomorrow night. 6 o'clock on KOVC, the Voice of the Valley, and on KDAK, the Cardinal, on YouTube. It is the Cardinal Girls and the Valley City Highliners. Yes, Valley City didn't have enough players for a B game tomorrow. So 6:30 tip, 6 o'clock airtime on the Voice of the Valley and the Cardinal. Dang and Macaloni to jump center. Indians in all white with blue. Cardinals in all. Cardinal red with white. Dang wins the tip. Here we go. Moving left to right, the Indians. They dump it down to Dang against Tate Wolski. Skip it right side. Wide open three is off the front of the rim and rebounded by Wolski. It was shot by Sonny Alberts. And here comes Carrington's first possession. With Jalen Merring left side, it's Hayden Hoggle. Right wing, Merring guarded by Dang. He gets doubled momentarily. Skip it to Wolski, right side. 30 seconds gone. Merring steps into the lane, leaves for Wolski. Spinning. 12 to shoot for Carrington. Wolski into the lane, finds Macaloni. Straight away for Hoggle. Left wing, dump down. Here's Threadgold losing the basketball. It's a steal for Dazen Dubois. Down the right side comes Tyler Black Jr. He gives it to Alberts, who gets doubled. Kick out. Lefty three. Three long by John Tate DeLorme and rebounded by Tate Wolski. We've played a scoreless minute on the Bank Forward scoreboard at Minnewaukan High School. Left side, it's Wolski. Pops a three over Dang. It's long, and the rebound is taken in by Tyler Black Jr. Here's Morrell Dang. Dang works his way in, picks up his dribble, kicks it out left wing to John Tate DeLorme. Into the post for Sonny Alberts. He spins right. Extra pass down low. Knocked out of bounds. It goes to Carrington. Good defense by Tate Wolski. They want to double one side and send help to the weak side, Carrington does. And there it forces a turnover. Now the press by the Indians against Maddox Macaloni. Pardon me. The senior able to work into the front court, spins, and goes down to Threadgold. Kick out Merring at 32 feet. Merring starts a right-handed drive and finds Threadgold. It's Hayden Hoggle straight away. Merring, right wing, guarded by Morrell Dang. Merring gives straight away. Here's Wolski down the lane. Extra pass. Threadgold lays it in, and Carrington scores first. It's 2-0 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. 2 minutes in. On the left side, driving in Dubois with a floater that is long, tipped into the air, and Wolski retrieves. And here comes Merring with Carrington up 2-0. Talon behind the back with a dribble, now pops a three. It's off the front of the rim and taken in by Tyler Black Jr. The other way, it's Dubois against Merring. And here's Jonte DeLorme, outstanding scorer in his own right. Now Dubois, picked up by Merring. Dumped down, Morrell Dang. Tried a handoff to DeLorme. It was fumbled. DeLorme recovers it. Now drives the lane and finishes with a foul. On the left side, a chance at a three-point play for Jonte DeLorme. On the foul by Maddox Macaloni is his first. This is a, as we mentioned, great free throw shooting team. DeLorme, 75%. Trying to give the Indians the lead, and he does. 3-2, 4 wins Minnewaukan on the Bank Forward scoreboard with 5 minutes 20 seconds to play in the first. Here's Merring down the right side, gets trapped, finds Hoggle, kick out Macaloni, starts a drive all the way in and got fouled on the floor by Dubois. His first, team's first. A baseline right inbound for the senior Macaloni with Carrington down a point on the Bank Forward scoreboard. And it's Merring, left wing against Dang, leaves for Wolski to drive right. And Wolski picks up his dribble at the elbow, has it poked free, finds Merring. Back to Wolski, left side. They really want to go into Threadgold, but the post entry is knocked away by Tyler Black Jr. and stolen. And at the other end, a ball hits the foot of Merring. He didn't know anything about it. Wolski picks it up, and then Merring turns it over. So a little pinball action there. Here's DeLorme. Jonte DeLorme, left side, Morrell Dang, guarded by Macaloni. Morrell travels. It's not the cleanest start here. 3-2, 4 wins, Minnewaukan. And I'm sure Rick Smith, look, he's done this long enough to know you play a big game like Devil's Lake, there could be a letdown early in the next game. You just got to get back in rhythm. Here's Maring. Spinning right. Finds left wing. A three for Wolski is good. Tate Wolski a triple. Only his third of the year in 15 attempts. It's 5-3 Carrington. And a lob for Dane goes behind him. A turnover. This is not a sharp start at all for Rick Smith's team. They've already got 4 turnovers. Here's Maring. Dribbles left. And I should say in 16 attempts, he had already missed one. McElhoney's three got blocked by Dubois. And it's out of bounds. It's actually a really good start for Carrington. You couldn't have drawn up a better start. Halfway through the first quarter, and you're up 5-3 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. A baseline inbound for McElhoney. He gets it into Hoggle. There's Maring around a Thread Gold screen. Pick and roll with Thread Gold. He'll be blocked from behind. Loose basketball on the floor. It's a held ball that stays with Carrington. 3:54 of the first and 13 to shoot. Cardinal basketball brought to you in part by CHI, St. Alexius Health, Carrington Medical Center. Compassionate care close to home. Maring throws into Thread Gold. They're not going to guard him out there, nor should they. Here's Hoggle to Maring. He has not attempted a three this year. Maring around a screen. Pick and roll with Thread Gold, who gets inside and travels. A turnover with 3:43 to play in the first, and the Cardinals up 2. Carrington has not pressed all year. This is one of the things that we heard about in pregame that they wanted to try tonight. Here's Dang driving in on the baseline. Wraparound feed to Lorm. Kick out right side. Dubois' three is in and out. Rebound McElhoney, and he is fouled by Tyler Black Jr. His first team second. And a Dactel timeout is called by either future or current Hall of Fame head coach Rick Smith. It's a 30. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at DakotaCentral.com. Just not the start that Rick Smith wanted from his team. But again, I don't think there's anything surprising about this. You're coming off an emotional game in a packed building. I don't think there's anything that shocking to the Indians coming out slow tonight. Cardinal basketball brought to you in part by Bickin Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickin Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. But let's not take anything away from the Cardinals, because their defensive intensity has been really good early in this game. 3:28 to play in the first. Carrington have a 5-3 lead on 4 wins Minnewaukan. Ewan Aberley's in for the first time. The 6'3 junior guard, 3 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. He's in for Hoggle, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Morrell Dang. 3:19 to play in the opening quarter. Wolski off the inbound. Looks left side for Maring, who steps outside the arc. Gets a screen. Pick and roll. Thread Gold will lay it up and in, and it's 7-3 Carrington. Alec Thread Gold with 4. And now the press, and it's worked pretty well. Here's DeLorme, left side. Skip it from Alberts to Dubois. Now on the left block, here's Dang. Kick out to DeLorme. Jonte DeLorme into the corner. Morrell Dang a three. It's good. Morrell Dang has his first basket, and it's 7-6. Dang on the year, 44% from beyond the arc. On the left side, it's Wolski. Dribbles right, gives right side. McElhoney drives the lane, puts it up. It's on the floor. The foul is on the floor. And the foul is on Dubois, his second.
Ball is on the ground. Ball on number.
And substitutions for the Indians. Deion Jackson Jr., 5'11 senior guard, checks in. And Jerron Lones, a 6'2 junior forward, who is averaging 11 off the bench.
checks in. Here's Wolski, lost the basketball, a steal, and the Indians can take the lead again. Head of the key with Jonte DeLorme. Gives to Tyler Black Jr. Left side, DeLorme starts a drive. Now fires from 14, rims it out. Rebound, Maddox McAloney, 7-6. Carrington, 2 minutes left, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard. McAloney left alone for three. Bang! Maddox McAloney with a three, and it's 10-6 Cardinals. McAloney comes in 35% from beyond the arc. Now a little runner at the other end goes in for Jonte DeLorme, and a Dactel timeout is called by Carrington head coach Randy Hooey. 1:48 to play in the opening quarter, and Carrington up 10-8. It's been a good quarter, I think, for Carrington. A really good quarter for the Cardinals. They've hit a couple threes. They're not letting Morrell Dang get to that 12 to 14 foot area. If you remember the game that Four Winds Minnewaukan had against Kindred, Dang hits the fadeaway falling down 15 foot jumper with 44 seconds to go from that right elbow. That's where he wants to get to. And so far, Carrington has not allowed him to. Now, he has buried a corner three, but I think the Cardinals will let him shoot those the rest of the night if that's what he would like to do. Here's Merring. 1:40 to play in the first quarter. Talon gives to Wolski. Back up top, Merring. 90 seconds of the quarter. Right side, Tay Wolski. Screen away by Aberley, he pops out for it. Left wing, Merring around a screen, drives baseline. Talon had it knocked out of bounds. 10 to shoot, 1:23 of the quarter. How many times in that pregame interview did Randy Hooey say we got to hang in there at the end of each quarter? Right now they're hanging in there at the end of the first. They lead by two with 1:23 to go in the quarter, and McAloney throws it in deep. That's perfectly okay. Aberley can pick it up and bring it forward. Ewan lost it momentarily, and a held ball will give it to Four Winds Minnewaukan. 1:17 to play in the opening quarter, and it is 10-8 Cardinals. And here is Jonte DeLorme against Maddox McAloney. Head of the key, Lones, left wing, passed to the head of the key. Here is Dang leaving it for DeLorme. Switch comes. Left side, Black wants a drive. It's not there. So on the right side, DeLorme takes a three and spins it off. Offensive rebound, put back to Tyler Black Jr., and we are tied at 10. With the final 45 seconds of the quarter upcoming, McAloney, a one-handed runner short, and that's taken in by Black. There is a seven-second difference in the clocks. Tyler Black Jr. gets inside and lays it in, and Four Winds Minnewaukan have the lead at 12-10. Shot clock dark. Here's Aberley. Right side, too high for Wolski, and he had him wide open, and Aberley misses him. Maiden Hoggle back in for Ewan. Again, shot clock is dark with 20 seconds left in the quarter. Into the middle, they break the press. And pop a three from the left that goes. Deion Jackson Jr. a three. It's 15-10. Merring with eight. Merring with six. Spins right. Leaves for McAloney with three. With two, Maddox McAloney's three is blocked, and that's the quarter. It ends with a 9-0 run for Four Winds Minnewaukan. They lead 15-10 after one on the bank forward scoreboard on the I3G Sports Network.
Running tough, running strong. High Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location. Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
A 9-0 run to close the first quarter as the Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians, the top-ranked team in Class A, leading Carrington 15-10. Starting five out there for Carrington, same five that closed the quarter for Four Winds Minnewaukan, who got off to a slow start but then picked it up in a big way. Here's Maring. Deflected ball by Morrell Dang. Stays with Carrington out of bounds. Right in front of the Indian bench. Maring against Morrell Dang. Dribbles left, gives to Hagel. It's Wolski. Maring is fouled by Morrell Dang. His first. First foul of the second quarter. Carrington down by five. Maring comes into the backcourt to receive the inbounds pass. And now the offense has started. He drives left, gets downhill. Turnaround jumper over Dang. Long rebound, Alec Threadgold. And he got the rebound despite being fouled by Lones. His first. Joran Lornis gets his first foul and the second on the team in the first 26 seconds of the quarter. McElhoney to trigger the inbound baseline left. He does to Maring. Here's Threadgold holding, finding Hagel on the second block. Spins into the lane. Fadeaway jumper way wide left. Rebound Indians with Lornis, who gets to the baseline, skips it up top. Black, left alone, pops a three, and it's long. Rebound, Maring. Carrington with numbers if they hurry. Maring gets downhill, finds Wolski to lay it in. Tate Wolski with five. It's 15-12. At the other end, a driving kick three for Dang is an air ball. Backside putback for Lonis. 17-12. 6:50 to go, first half, bank forward scoreboard. It's Maring. Left side for Wolski. McElhoney drives right, stops, and goes down to Threadgold, who bangs his way in, puts it up too short, rebound Lonis. And here's Dang at the other end, driving the baseline. Dang inside, had it blocked by McElhoney, got it back, missed it again, didn't miss it the third time. Morrell Dang has five, and it's 19-12. Maring wants a high ball screen. There it is. Dribbles left and gives to Hayden Hagel, rather. Back to Maring for a three. Tickles the twine. Talon Maring with a three, and it's 19-15. Talon comes in shooting 24% from three. That's three triples for Carrington. On the right side, a dump down. Knocked free. Lonis recovers it in the corner. And goes to the head of the key for a three by DeLorme that rattles off. Rebound down to Alec Threadgold. Carrington with the ball down four. 2:20 gone by. Second quarter bank forward scoreboard. And Maring gets a high ball screen. Step back three. In and out. Rebound Threadgold. Second chance for Carrington. Threadgold spins. Kicks to Maring on the baseline. Goes down to McElhoney. Extra pass Wolski. His three is long. And taken in by Lonis. Here come the Indians down the left side from left to right. It's Lonis crossing over into the lane, lays it up and in. He's got four, and it's 21-15. Maring towards McElhoney. Extra pass. Hoggles open three as long. Backside rebound loose and controlled by Four Winds Minnewaukan. And up ahead, it's too high a pass. Thrown behind the back. Stolen by Threadgold. Here's McElhoney. It was not a great pass to DeLorme, and he almost saved it. Left side, it's Wolski.
holding down to Threadgold. One dribble in, puts it up, too strong. Rebound backside, Morrell Dang. And here comes the outstanding superstar senior driving the lane, gets inside, kick out. Lonis spins left, gets into the lane and got fouled. He'll shoot two. Jaron comes in 86% from the free throw line on Tate Wolski's first foul. It's a 21-15 game. The Indians are going to make a few substitutions after this first free throw that's short. They bring back Dubois with two fouls. They bring back Alberts, and Wembley Yankton is in for the first time as well. Second free throw. No, he just went 0 for 2. He's 86%. What's happening? Rebound Aberley. Right side, Wolski. Fakes a handoff, spins, and leaves for Threadgold. Now Merring straight away. Around a screen, Taylen Merring gives to McElhoney. Threadgold weaving around the top. 15 to shoot now as Wolski has it right wing corner. He'll drive and kick to Aberley. Left side, McElhoney around a screen. Finds Merring with five, with four. Ewan Aberley left alone from 16. In and out on the baseline. Rebound Yankton. And here come the Indians. Down the left side with Lonis. Down towards Sonny Alberts. Alberts skip it right side for a three that's good for Deion Jackson Jr., his second, and it's 24-15, Four Winds, Minnewaukan. Wolski down the left side, spins back right, and a timeout is called. A Dactyl timeout called by Randy Huey. 3:29 to play, second quarter, 24-15 Indians, and Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
Coming up on the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report, score stats, and a look around North Dakota. Carrington trying to hang in there until halftime. Down by nine right now. It's Threadgold. No Morrell Dang on the floor right now for Four Winds Minnewaukan. On the left side, into the corner, it's McElhoney getting doubled, spins out of it, and leaves for Aberley. Ewan back to McElhoney, left wing. Four to shoot. McElhoney skip it. Merring's going to have to take the long three, and he's long with it. Rebound, no rebound. It went over the backboard to the backside, so it just goes to Four Winds Minnewaukan. They lead by nine. They have scored 18 of the last 23 in the game. On the right side, bounce down to Lonis, who spins left into the lane. Little layup goes, and one on McElhoney. Chance at a three-point play. Lonis has given a very nice boost off the bench so far to Rick Smith's team. It's 26-15. And Morrell Dang will get ready to return. Lonis hits that free throw, and it's 27-15. And here comes Dang. He's in for Deion Jackson Jr., who has done his job. Be ready to shoot when they double off of you. If that's his job, then he's done it. Here's Aberley. And Merring brings it into the front court against Dubois, who has two fouls. on the left side. It's Aberle faking a three. Gets baseline, lost the ball. Slipped right out of his hands, and the other way, Yankton. Right side, Morrell Dang. And he is fouled by Alec Threadgold. His first, team's third of the second quarter. Tate Wolski returns. It is not a shooting foul, so it's just baseline left inbounds. So Wolski comes in for Threadgold. Carrington goes small. Wolski, of course, is guarding Morrell Dane. That's not a huge shock. Lonis jabs left, goes right, gets inside, lays it up, missed it short. Rebound, Lonis, and he had it poked free. Comes to Mehring, up ahead, Wolski. He'll go in, put it up too strong. Rebound, Lonis. Good defense by Sonny Alberts. The other way, the Indians. Lonis, right side. Morrell Dang, head of the key. Morrell with just 5 points so far. Left side, DeLorme, head of the key. Wide open three, Yankton. Long and taken in by Mehring. Right wing, Maddox McAloney. Crosses over left, gets to the free throw line. Kick out to Hoggle, then back to McAloney. Hoggle one more time, Mehring right wing. Guarded closely, so he leaves it for Tate Wolski. Aberle holds, finds a wide-open Wolski who's going to pop a three, and he's got two tonight. Tate Wolski with a three, 27-18. And Tate with eight. 1:15 until halftime. DeLorme around the screen. Goes into the corner for Yankton. Here's Morrell Dang straight away. Right side, Sonny Albert. Down towards Lonis. Extra pass. Layup, Yankton. That's a beautiful passing move by Four Winds Minnewaukan. And they lead it 29-18. Mehring steps into a three. A little wide right. Taken in by Yankton. And here come the Indians up by 11. Final 45 seconds of the half. Alberts dribbles right and leaves for Wembley Yankton. On the right side, a three for Lonis is long, and the rebound is tapped by Morrell Dang to himself. And now the shot clock's dark. How quick do they want to go? Well, the ball is deflected on a post entry out of bounds by Hoggle. Carrington brings Threadgold back. The Indians bring back Deion Jackson Jr. and Tyler Black Jr. for the final 24 and a half seconds of this second quarter. It's 29-18, Four Winds Minnewaukan. Here's Dang. The head of the key hands it off to Jonte DeLorme. Killing off the clock to take the final shot. Here's Morrell Dang. The ball's probably going to stick to Dang. Morrell drives right, kicks it right side. A three is long, and that's the half. We have reached halftime in Minnewaukan, North Dakota. And the Cardinals trail the top-ranked team in the state of North Dakota, 29-18. And the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report is next on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today. Or visit us online at fostercoNews.com.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invest in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner. We invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington. bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Committed to serving you with compassion, Evans Funeral Home of Carrington and New Rockford, always available with the care you require, even at the most difficult time. You can count on Evans Funeral Home to provide guidance and answers when it comes to pre-planning, finding the perfect monument or marker to honor your loved one, or for service arrangements. Contact Evans Funeral Home in New Rockford at 947-2911 or in Carrington at 652-3003.
Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. They serve a 15-county area and deliver to home, office, and work sites a line of water and other products. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Visit them on Facebook for more information about in-home and office deliveries and the products available. Hydrate your home and office. Central City H2O of Carrington. We supply the water and vending you need where you need it.
It's the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. Central City H2O Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Well, look, nobody's going to say it better than Jason Wolski right now. I'm not sure where the three-pointers are coming from Tate. Nobody's going to say it better than Jason right now, as at the half, it is 29-18, 4 wins Minnewaukan. And let's give you the first half scoring recap in a game that features Morrell Dang. The leading scorer in this basketball game is Tate Wolski with 8 points, 4 from Alec Threadgolden and 3 each from Maddox McElhoney and Taylen Merring. 4 wins Minnewaukan, led by 7 off the bench from Jerron Lonas, 6 from Deion Jackson Jr., 5 from Morrell Dang, 4 from Tyler Black Jr., 5 from Jonte DeLorme, and 2 from Wombly Yankton. There's been 2 ties and 3 lead changes. Carrington's biggest lead, 7-3. 4 wins, Minnewaukan's biggest lead, 27-15. But all in all, Carrington didn't do a lot wrong in that half, I don't think. They played a perfectly respectable first half against the number one team in the state. And so at halftime, our score, 4 wins Minnewaukan 29, Carrington 18. A look at what else is going on in this state when we come back on the Central City H2O Halftime Report on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington House Movers specializes in taking care of your building from where it is to its new destination. With their local location, it's easy to get a hold of them and get the job done. With nothing but 5-star ratings, there's no job they can't do. Carrington House Movers. Call them at 701-652-2378 for pricing and information. 652-2378. Carrington House Movers. Find them on Facebook or call them at 701-652-2378.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Field, every second counts, and when injuries happen, you need a hometown advantage. At JRMC Orthopedics, our local team offers fast access to expert care, so you don't have to travel out of town. From sprains and all the way to joint replacements, every same day, we've got you covered. The best plays start with getting back in the game. Orthopedic care that keeps you moving. It's right here. Visit JRMCND.com to learn more.
The Carrington Area Healthy Communities Coalition is a partnership of individuals and organizations working together to create a healthier community in which to work, live, and play. They support alcohol, drugs, smoking, vaping, and suicide prevention programs and promote activities such as pickleball, yoga, and park improvement. Their mission is to promote and support physical and mental health activities, prevention services, and community learning initiatives that promote a healthy lifestyle for the people of Carrington and surrounding areas. Visit HealthyCarrington.org.
And it's back in Minnewaukan where Carrington trails 4 wins Minnewaukan in the half, 29-18. Some other games tonight. Dunseith, who is the next opponent for the Indians, defeated Stanley 69-37 tonight. Turtle Mountain beat DeLax Burlington 47-38. Over in Region 1, Central Cass beat Lisbon 62-46. And this is a big one because it clinches the 2 seed in Region 1 for Kindred and the 3 for Wahpeton. Kindred defeated the Huskies tonight by a count of 70-60. Now, the big game in the region tonight is Grafton taking on Thompson. And at the end of one quarter in Thompson, it is Grafton 12, Thompson 12. That's a big game to try and get the 2 seed, maybe stay above Devil's Lake and Hillsborough Central Valley in the region standings. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Carrington girls basketball go for 15 in a row. If they're going to get it, they're going to defeat the defending state champions because it's the Valley City Highliners coming in 6 o'clock on KDAK The Cardinal on YouTube and on radio on KOVC, the voice of the Valley. Because starting at noon tomorrow on KDAK The Cardinal, it's Cardinal girls basketball. Or no, that's not right. It's Cardinal girls wrestling at the regional individuals in Valley City. That's tonight's Central City H2O Carrington halftime report. The second half is next when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance, protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
The Cardinals are next in action a week from tonight. It will be on YouTube only because of state wrestling. And it is against the Thunder of Medina Pingree Buchanan. Local derby. And we hope you can join us for that. 6:45 airtime on KDAK The Cardinal on YouTube. And then it's another week off. 8 days off, actually, because on the 27th, the Cardinals will host Grafton. And on the 2nd, they are at Harvey Wells County, and that's it. That's a regular season. On the 9th, they will open play in the Region 2A Boys Basketball Tournament in Mayville at the Louis Lee Fieldhouse. If you try to say that really fast, it's easy to screw it up. Super easy, actually. So you have to say it slowly. The Louis Lee Fieldhouse. Second half, here we go with the starting fives out there for both teams. Dayson Dubois has it. He gets downhill, spins, and kicks it out to John Tate to Lorm. He'll dribble left and give to Morrell Dang. Dang, worked on by Wolski, gives to Dubois. Here is DeLorm, driving right, kick to the corner. A 3 for Dang is long, and a rebounding foul is called on 4 wins Minnewaukan. And it is the first on Sylvester Alberts, who is known around these parts as Sonny. Sonny Alberts. Here's Maring, right side McAloney, into the front court with Hoggle. Spins left, now right. Down to McAloney against a zone. He'll kick it out. Left side in the corner. Wolski for his 3rd 3. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. to Morrell. Dang, that one looked good too for a while. A three at the other end spins off and is corralled by Threadgold. Carrington down by 11 and the ball knocked out of bounds by Morrell. Dang. 53 seconds gone by in the third and Carrington down 11. Maring across the 10-second line. Picks up his dribble and finds Hagel. Hayden, ball fakes now. Pick and roll with Threadgold. Right side, Maring, open three is long. Backside rebound. Threadgold saves it to McElhoney. And a second chance for the Cards. Here's Maring. Down to Threadgold. One dribble in, puts up a jumper. Air ball rebound, Dubois. Here he comes. Four wins, Minnewaukan. Dubois down the lane. Kicks it out right side to Jonte DeLorme. Skip it. Three for Alberts Long. And the rebound is kept alive by Dang. And a third chance. Here's Dubois in the lane. Stops. Kicks it. DeLorme. Wolski tries to deny Morrell Dang. Alberts. Dubois. To shoot. Dubois spins left. Gets down the lane and got blocked by Maring. Now, wait a minute. If there was an offensive rebound, it should have reset to 20. Okay. Nonetheless, 16 to shoot. Here's Sonny Alberts getting inside. Kicks it to a basket cutter who misses. Rebound to Maring. The basket cutter was black. And at the other end, Maring puts it up and misses. Wolski, the putback too strong. Rebound, Morrell Dang. And here comes Dubois the other way. Wrap around feed. That was beautiful. And Tyler Black lays it in. He's got six, and the lead is 31-18. On the left side, Hagel a three. Banks it strong. Rebound to DeLorme. Here comes Four Winds Minnewaukan. DeLorme dribbles and kicks it to Dubois from the right elbow. Short but gets the roll. His first basket. 33-18, Four Winds Minnewaukan. In the middle, Wolski drives and kicks to Threadgold, who leans in, missed it short. And a rebounding foul on Wolski, his second. Speaking of those Highliner girls, they lead tonight over Oak Grove 35-16. In Fargo. They are in Carrington tomorrow night. And that's their last regular season game. They'll be off for 11 days after that. Carrington will still have one more to go. On the right side, Sonny Alberts. Left wing, DeLorme starts a drive, gets in on McElhoney and got fouled on the floor by Maddox, his third. Team second. With 4:58 to play in the third quarter, and Carrington down by a game-high margin now of 15. It's Dang. Works his way in. Morrell spinning left, kicks. Sonny Alberts a three. It's good. His first points, and it's 36-18. And a foul is called on Four Winds Minnewaukan Tyler Black Jr. after the basket. His second, team second. 36-18. I didn't see what happened, but Black picks up his second. McElhoney to Maring into the front court with Hagel. Back towards Maring. He gets trapped, spins off of it, and a Dactyl timeout is called by Randy Huey. It will be a full with 4:34 to go, and the Cardinals down 36-18 on the i3G Sports Network.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time, now is. Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
Cardinals down 36-18. Here is Merring into the front court, spinning left, now right, gives to Threadgold. Here's Wolski. Fakes a handoff and finds Hagel. Now Merring, right side against Dubois. Around a screen, Merring gets double, goes to the corner, down low to Threadgold. Extra pass, Hagel. He puts it up and gets blocked by Dang, and a rebounding foul is called on Threadgold. His second. Team's third. A 7-0 start to this quarter, and it's actually a 9-0 run going to the end of the first. I've checked that. Not 7. Yeah, it is a 7-0 start. Beg your pardon. And a travel is called. It's actually a 9-0 run if you go back to the end of the first half. It was 27-18 after the three-point specialist Tate Wolski hit his second. Here's Mary. Left side, Hagel. Spinning away from a double. Now Hayden into a double. Spins away again and finds McAloney. Maddox skips it to Merring, 19-footer long. And taken in by DeLorme for Four Winds Minnewaukan. DeLorme down the lane. Puts it up with a left hand and got fouled by Merring, his first. And DeLorme shoots two. Jonte nailed his only free throw of the first half. First free throw is good for DeLorme. He's got six. And it's 37-18 and a 10-0 run. Second one for the lefty, DeLorme. Spins off, rebound, Threadgold. And here comes Carrington down by 19. Threadgold, left side, Merring. Extra pass, Averly. In the middle, Threadgold. Now Merring, left wing, Averly. Down to Threadgold. One dribble, kick out, McAloney. Drives the lane, Maddox, a floater, in and out. Rebound, Wolski, back up and in. Tate's got 10, and it's 37-20. DeLorme right side drives in, leaves it for Sonny Alberts, who is fouled. A lot of ball, little hand, and the foul's on Threadgold, his third.
Fouls number 34, Alec Threadgold. Second personal. 14-5. Alberts on the line is shoot for the game.
Is it a shooting foul? I thought it was a shooting foul, and it is. Sonny Alberts has a pair. His first one goes. Alberts comes in 65% at the free throw line. And that's actually one of the lower numbers on the team. They're such a good free throw shooting team. Second one good. 39-20, Four Winds Minnewaukan. The number one team in Class A. It's Merring. Left side, Averly. Drives left. Ewan into the lane. A jumper goes in, a foul. Chance at a three-point play on Jerron Lonis' second foul. Averly, a chance for three. Ewan comes in 5 out of 6 at the free throw line for the season. The junior fires. And now he's 6 out of 7. And a timeout is called by Cardinal head coach Randy Huey. 2:50 to play in the third. A Dactyl 30-second timeout. It's 39-23. I still say Carrington have done nothing to embarrass themselves tonight. 39-23. And don't forget, Cardinal boys basketball back at home a week from tonight against Medina Pingree Buchanan. Talk about a team that has out of nowhere hit the skids. They were a one-loss team, and all of a sudden, three straight losses out of nowhere. Out of absolutely nowhere. But we will see the Thunder a week from tonight. They might be the best team in District 2. Who knows in Class B. Sonny Alberts, left side, kick out. Alberts left alone for three. He hits it. Sonny Alberts with eight. And it's 42-23 Indians. Maring, McElhoney into the front court. Wolski in the corner. Skip it. Maring left alone. He drives the lane. Lost it. Puts it up. Missed it long. Wolski. The putback blocked by Alberts. And here comes Morrell Dang up by 19. Morrell into the corner for Lonis, who gets inside, puts up a little runner and scores. He's got nine, and this is the largest lead now at 44-23. Maring in the corner, Wolski. Back for Maring. In the corner again, Wolski. He's going to take a three. That's short. Rebound taken in by Dubois. Left side. Getting downhill, Delorme. He misses. Rebound, Maring. From left to right, he comes. Maring for Carrington. Leaves for McElhoney to fake a three. Now pop a three and off the front of the rim. Taken in by Dubois. Here he comes for the Indians. Dubois down the lane. Throws it up. Good defense by Threadgold. Rebound, McElhoney. Left side, Maring. Gets to the 10. Misses. But the putback doesn't go for Wolski. And the rebound comes down to Wolski. Kick out to Maring. He gets the baseline. Fires and pops it out. Halfway down and out. And then a foul on Wolski is his third. Team's fifth, so we will walk to the other end and have free throws for Jerron Lonis. Jerron landed kind of hard on his right leg, and he's taking as well. He's not going to shoot the free throw, or is he? Yes, he is. It looked for a second like Lander Guy was going to have to come in. And he probably will after the free throws. 107 to play in the third, 44-23. The first one is long, boy. And he slaps both thighs as if to say, no way, no way do I go 1-for-4 from the free throw line. That never happens. Well, second one. And now he's 1-for-5 and a rebound Threadgold, and he can't check out. That's the other negative about that. McElhoney to Maring. If he's hurt, he would have really liked a break. Down it goes to Threadgold. He'll be blocked from behind. Rebound. Hoggle. Wraparound feet. It hit the baseline. And it goes to the Indians. And now they can get Lonis a little break as Lander Guy checks in. 6'1 junior forward who scored 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist in 7 games this year. Down the right side, into the corner. Yankton's also back in. And Wambly Yankton, wraparound feed, kick out. Three, long. Backside rebound, Yankton. Delorme with 4 seconds between the clocks. Yankton, right side, Delorme. Guarded by McElhoney. Head of the key, Yankton. Left side, it's Deion Jackson Jr. Straight away, Delorme drives the lane, lost the ball, a steal by Maring. 20 seconds left in the third. Maring loses it out of bounds. It goes back to Four Winds, Minnewaukan. Sonny Alberts leading this third quarter charge by Four Winds, Minnewaukan. He has 8. On the right side, 6 seconds. Now 4 seconds, a three by Guy. Short. Rebound, Maring, 2. With 1, Taylen Maring from half court. got blocked. And that's the end of the third with the score. Four Winds, Minnewaukan 44, Carrington 23 on the i3G Sports
Network. Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call Gar Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. Gar Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Not perfect for Rick Smith's team, but after three quarters, they lead 44-23. And before the fourth begins, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Minnewaukan, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Cardinals turn it over on the opening possession of the fourth, but now it's over and back on Four Winds, Minnewaukan. It'll go to Carrington. Rick Smith disagrees. I never thought he fully crossed half court. But they call it on Wombly Yankton, and it goes back to Carrington.
That wasn't even close.
And there's the opinion of others. I'm not saying I disagree. I don't. I'm just saying, you know. Here's Heigl giving some Mary. Wow, some people blunt with it. Heigl to Mary on a basket cut, fouled by Wombly Yankton, his first team's first. And another foul on Wombly Yankton, his second, right off the inbounds pass. Look, when I played back in my day, I could commit some quick fouls, but I don't think I ever did two that quick. That was the one thing I was good at, getting in the book for a foul. Heigl, here's Mehring straight away. He wants a screen from Threadgold. He gets it. Mehring doubled, gives to Threadgold. Left side, dump it down too far for McElhoney. A turnover. 44-23, Four Winds, Minnewaukan, and Merrell Dane comes back in. I would imagine this is his last shift of the game, this one here. Leave him in till 3 minutes or so left and call it good for the outstanding senior. He drives right, stops, and leaves into the corner. Here's Jonte DeLorme behind the back pass to Deion Jackson Jr. Here is Dang handing it off to Wombly Yankton, who traveled. Wombly Yankton is about tired of this fourth quarter so far. We're 58 seconds into it, and he just wants to forget the gosh darn thing. Man. Happens to everybody. Trust me. Happens to everybody. Here's Mehring across the timeline. Dribbling left. Gives to Hayden Heigl. Now McElhoney steps into a three. That's short. Rebound taken in by DeLorme. Look out. There's numbers up ahead. And the layup by Merrell Dane. He's got seven. And it's 46-23. McElhoney dribbling left. Stops. Throws it away to Merrell Dang. Look out. Dang shuffles it off to DeLorme for the layup. Jonte with eight, and it's 48-23. Four Winds, Minnewaukan. Here's Mehring. And a carry is called. And back in comes Sonny Alberts for Wombly Yankton, who probably on his way to the bench said, "Thank you, coach." Just a tough minute. We have all had them. Indians also bring back Dubois. Here is Merrell Dane. Right wing Dubois driving left. Skip it, head of the key. Dane drives left, stops, kicks, right side, Dubois. From the free throw line, he hits. Dubois with four, and it's 50-23. Here's Maring the other way. Maring got fouled by Dubois. His third. Team's third. Here's Taylen Maring. Wolski around the screen. Leaves for Maring. He'll step into a three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, Threadgold. Now McElhoney fakes a three. Fires from 12 and hits. Maddox McElhoney with five, and it's 50-25. On the bank forward scoreboard, 5:30 to play. Here's Dane. Dribbling right, leaves it. Sonny Albert's another three, and that's long. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go to Carrington. Maring. McElhoney right side. Back for Maring. And Maring's called for steps. A turnover. Here is Morrell Dane against this man-to-man by Carrington. Left side, Sonny Alberts. Skip it to Dubois from the elbow. Long and rebounded by Ewan Aberley. And here comes Carrington from left to right with Maring. Finding Wolski on the baseline. Gets inside, spins, kicks, Maring. Holds, drives right. Aberley gets by his man and lays it up too strong off the back iron. Then Wolski got a steal and got fouled by Alberts. So Tate to the free throw line. And Tate's not going to like me talking about this, but he's 44% from the free throw line this year. He's not going to like me saying that, but I'm only relaying the info. His first one. Well, now that didn't look like a 44% free throw shooter. He nailed it. He's got 11. Of course, Tate will join us tomorrow night, as he does for girls' games, as the Cardinal girls host the Valley City Highliners. 4:44 to play here. 6 o'clock airtime on KDAK, the Cardinal on YouTube, and the voice of the Valley, KOBC. Second one long, rebound deflects out to Deion Jackson Jr. 50-26, Indians well on their way to a 14th straight win. Jackson Jr., left side to Lorne, down to Lonis. Lonis gets inside, gets doubled, and Tay Wolski took it away from him, but then he fell out of bounds. 12 to shoot. Pretty good effort by Tate there. That's thrown in short to Morrell Dang. In on Wolski, puts it up, air ball. Rebound Tate Wolski. You don't see that very often from Morrell Dang, but then a steal and Dubois lays it in. 52-26. He's got all six of his since the break. Maring, left side, Wolski into the middle. Aberley, extra pass, Threadgold. There's a press breaker and one. Foul on Deion Jackson Jr. Chance at a three-point play for Threadgold. And it's 52-28. There's not many games for Four Winds Minnewaukan this year in the 50s. They usually score a lot more points than that. In fact, they're, as the free throw is long, rebound, Aberley taps it out, but it's taken in by DeLorme. And he was out of bounds. Could have called it, I guess, when it happened. Their lowest scoring game in a win is 55 against Beulah at Minot State, 55-52. That's one of only two times they've been held under 60. The other is when they got blown away by Wahpeton, 76-56. And they also scored 60 even on Tuesday night in the win over Devil's Lake. But they basically took the last 3 minutes of that game off. Right side, Averly down to cutting Maring, who had it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here. 3:40 to play. 52-28 Indians. And Maring throws in deep to Threadgold. Alex, spinning left, gives to tonight's leading scorer, Wolski. Now Maring, back for Wolski. In the corner, McAloney. Spins baselines, gets doubled, and he traveled. A turnover. 3:25 to play. The Indians will have a couple of days until their next game with Dunseith. That comes on the 16th. What is that? Monday? Yeah, Monday against Dunseith. Carrington has a week until Medina Pingree Buchanan. Left side, a three is long. Offensive rebound, put back, no, but a foul on Wolski, his fourth. And Lonis shoots two. He is 1 for 5 tonight. Came in 86% from the line. His first one, there's what he's used to. He's got 10. It's 53-28. Second one. Short, but got the roll. 54-28, and Lonis has 11. McAloney into the front court. Leads for Tate Wolski. Back to McAloney. Wolski again. Drives in, stops, kicks, Threadgold. Skip it, Maring. Holding, now drives in and leaves for Averly. He'll drive right, kick out. McAloney fakes a three. Gets inside, lost it, gets it back. Shuffles it off to, well, we're going to get a timeout. Timeout, Carrington. It is their final timeout. Adactel's full timeout with 2:45 to go. And the Cardinals down 54-28 on the I3G Sports Network.
CHI, St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care. Caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI, St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Four great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Frelick, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. Four of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
54-28. And the Cardinals have the ball with 2:45 remaining, down by 26 to the number one team in the state. Maring, three to shoot. Maring, two to shoot. Maring has to hoist, and it's an air ball. Goes to Four Winds, Minnewaukan. Looked to me that Maring maybe got fouled on that shot, but it's close enough where it's 50-50. Merrell Dang dribbles with the left hand down the lane, kicks it back up top to Dubois. And now Jonte Delorme back for Merrell Dang. Kick right side. Here's a three, and it's good. Deion Jackson Jr. has three triples, and it's 57-28. McAloney into the corner. Wolski down to Threadgold for the layup. He's got eight. 57-30 with 2 minutes left. Delorme drives left, gets into the lane, and finger rolls it home. He has 10. Timeout, Rick Smith. It will be a 30, and they'll get the big fella, Francis Belil, in. 6'4 senior center. And they'll also get in Caleb Kaja, 5'8 sophomore guard. And they'll get in a couple of other guys as well. Going to have to pull up the roster for a couple of these guys. They're on there. It's just I only have so many spaces in my chart. That's all that is. Last home game as the Four Winds Minnewaukan co-op. They also get in there, do the Indians. Mateo De La Paz, a 5'4", eighth grade guard. And Tyler Black Jr. is also in there. Carrington has not emptied the bench. 59-30, here's Aberley. And he got reached in on. And it was by Tyler Black Jr., his third. And so free throws for Ewan Aberley with a minute 41 to play. Coming up in postgame, stats and a visit from head coach Randy Huey, who is emptying his bench. Adrian Otis, Radke Huey, Jamison Coots are all coming in. First free throw wide right for Aberley. Lander Guy returns for the Indians, and they bring in Cale Yankton. I assume, which is dangerous, that he is the brother of Wombly Yankton. Cale, the 5'10 junior guard. The free throw is long. Rebound taken in by Lander Guy. Here comes De La Paz against Adrian Otis. Also, Isaiah Otis is in for Carrington. So they have now emptied the bench with one exception. Here's a three by De La Paz. No. Rebound comes down to Isaiah Otis. Here's Adrian Otis, the seventh grader. Dribbling left, leaves for Ewan Aberley. That's the exception. Here's Jamison Coots with a three. Short. Offensive rebound. Adrian Otis back up. Missed it short. Rebound comes down to Lander Guy in the final minute. If the clock stops, we'll see Jace Coleman come in for Ewan Aberley. 59-30. On the right side, Yankton dumps it down to Balil. Balil gets inside. Boy, he's a big boy. Jamison Coots commits the foul. Man, he's a big fella. And has he shot a free throw this year? He is. He has. He is 1-for-2. 75. Belial fires. Whoa. 1-for-3. And now Jace Coleman, the eighth grader, is in for Carrington. Look, when you're that big, you shouldn't necessarily need 15-footers. You get layups, although he does get that one, and that sets us to running clock for the final 48 seconds. 60-30. Coots. Once Coleman goes down to Jace Coleman, who lays it up, missed it. Rebound deflects out to Cale Yankton. They do not have to shoot again, but they probably will. Driving left, wraparound feed, and the layup that doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Balil. He missed it once. He missed it twice. Rebound Isaiah Otis, then stolen. And now they don't have to shoot again, and they're not going to. De La Paz hands it off to Guy. Way up top it goes to Kaja, and that's it. Our final count tonight. The Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians have won their 14th straight with a 60-30 decision over the Carrington Cardinals. Postgame report next when Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Cardinals fall tonight to the top-ranked Indians of 4 wins, Minnewaukan 60-30. Welcome back to Minnewaukan High School. BJ Walters with you. They're number one for a reason. They're probably going to be the heavy favorites to win the state championship. And tonight, they were not necessarily at their most perfect, but 4 wins, Minnewaukan win it 60-30. The scoring from this one, first for the Indians, great balance. I mean, my goodness, great balance. Listen to this. 11 for Lonas, 10 for DeLorme, 9 for Deion Jackson Jr., 8 for Sonny Albert, 7 for Morel Dang, 6 each for Tyler Black Jr. and Dason Dubois, 2 points for Wombly Yankton, and a point for Francis Belil. For Carrington, they got 11 from Tate Wolski, 8 from Alec Threadgold, 5 from Maddox McAloney, and 3 each from Talon Merring and from Ewan Aberley. There were 2 ties and 3 lead changes. Carrington's biggest lead, 7-3. The final margin for wins, Minnewaukan's biggest lead at 60-30. And we are joined by Carrington head coach Randy Huey, and 60-30 at the end, but it really didn't feel that way, and it really didn't feel like your guys did anything tonight to embarrass themselves at all.
No, we competed very, very hard, I thought. Like I just told the guys, we just held the number one team in the state to 60 points. You know, remember that number that I tell you we got to get to be to win games? Where do we got to be in to get to win games?
That's right.
60s.
60. Tonight it would have forced 4 more minutes.
Yes. You know, but that's, you know, but a couple weeks ago, even a month ago, I wouldn't have guessed that we were going to hold 4 wins to 60 points. You know, we look at the game on Tuesday against Devil's Lake. You know, they took it to Devil's Lake pretty well. You know, Devil's Lake finally competed with them the last 4 minutes, but... You know, yeah, I'm proud of their effort. I mean, I thought we competed really, really hard up and down the court. You know, we were able to pressure them a little bit, too. And, you know, we ran some chasers at some guys and tried to get things out. And, you know, we did a pretty good job executing that stuff for never really doing it in a game before. And, you know, I was proud of them. I mean, offensively, we got to score. But defensively, I think we're right in a good position.
And this continues to be a trend with your basketball team. You can put together something defensively, and these kids are savvy enough to just go out and execute it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we talked in the pregame that, you know, we got to know the game plan. I mean, they did. We did the game plan pretty well. You know, a couple things we struggled with. But, hey, you know, we came out. We competed. Once we adjusted, they adjusted some things too. And, you know, like I said, I'm proud of our effort. You know, the stuff that we can't do right now is score. And, you know, that's like I told the JV guys actually at halftime of their game. I said, this is off-season work, and we got to become better shooters, because I tell you what, when guys are open, you got to knock down a shot.
Morel Dang's going to be very happy to never play Carrington again. We talked, I think it was the other night off the air. He's never really gone off against Carrington. He only had 7 tonight. Tate did a great job on him.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew it wasn't many, and that 7, that's about right. No, Tate did a great job on him. You know, he D'd him up. You know, they like to ISO him a little bit. We talked about that a little bit. I don't know if it was in the pregame or off the air, but, you know, we ran chasers on the backside and tried to get the ball up, and you know, we did a good job there. You know, I don't even know who all did most of their scoring. It had been pretty balanced, but it was low effort, you know, low totals for them. But really balanced, but it was low totals.
Yeah.
And so no, it was good. You know, we just got to put together some stuff offensively, and you know, keep improving every game.
If I'd have told you coming into the night that the matchup between Tate Wolski and Morel Dang, Wolski would score more points, I think you'd have believed me.
No, I 100% would not have believed you on that one. But, you know, kudos to Tate. You know, he knocked down some threes. They were not going to guard him. And I even told Coach McElhoney, I said, he has to make a shot. He's got to make a three to make it, them defend him. And, you know, he knocked down a couple of them tonight.
So you're now in a unique spot in your schedule because you have a week till your next game, and then you'll go 8 days between a game. Obviously a lot of work in the lab, but I made the comment during pregame, this could really benefit you guys because you're going to be pretty fresh as you go into the postseason.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's something that we, you know, I feel our conditioning's pretty good, but it's really hard to play back-to-backs and, you know, and three nights in a row, all that stuff. So getting a break here, you know, like I told the guys, I said tomorrow in practice, we got to go at it. We got to have a good practice. They'll get the weekend to rest. You know, Monday, we got to get right back at it again. And, you know, on Tuesday, we actually have a C-squad game with New Rockford. So the older guys will probably get a little bit of a day off there, you know, or just a lighter day. And, you know, and then Wednesday we're right back at it getting ready for Pingree. So, you know, it'll come quick, but, you know, it's going to give us an opportunity to get ready for, you know, a tough matchup with Pingree in Medina Pingree Buchanan next Thursday.
And it's a game that, I mean, it's a local rivalry. The kids all know each other. It could be a really fun atmosphere next Thursday.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, the last couple of years when we played them, it's been tight games. You know, 2 years ago, they hit a buzzer beater that didn't count, that was after the buzzer. And then last year, you know, we went to their place, and they played a tough game, and they, you know, knocked us off. So, no, it's something that, you know, I think a lot of people look forward to from, you know, old rivalries and stuff like that. And but at the end of the day, it's just another game for us.
Well, Coach, well done to your team tonight. You hold that team to 60. That's pretty good, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Thanks, BJ.
That is Cardinal head coach Randy Huey joining us in Minnewaukan after the Cardinals fall 60-30. We'll come back and wrap it up when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
Cardinals fall 60-30 to the number one team in Class A boys basketball in this state. The four wins, Minnewaukan Indians. The Cardinals drop to 5-13. They are 0-10 in Region 2A play. Four wins, Minnewaukan has won 14 in a row. They're 15-1, 12-0 in Region 2A play. The Cardinals are back in action a week from tonight, taking on the Medina Pingree Buchanan Thunder. It is a YouTube exclusive on KDAK, the Cardinal on YouTube, and we hope you can join us for that. Before that, though, tomorrow at noon here on the radio, it's Carrington Girls Wrestling from the regional individuals in Valley City. And then tomorrow night, 6 o'clock on KDAK, the Cardinal on YouTube, and on the Voice of the Valley, KOVC, Cardinal girls basketball goes for 15 in a row against the defending state champion Valley City Liners. Again, 6 o'clock for that one. Our great thanks to everyone here at Minnewaukan High School, including Rick Smith, giving us all the info we needed for his program as well. And, of course, a great thanks to our entire crew in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, High School Principal Connor Weber, and Athletics Director Carla Michelson. Now, speaking on behalf of them and our entire I3G Sports Network crew, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count. The top-ranked four wins Minnewaukan Indians 60, the Carrington Cardinals 30. Until tomorrow night in the East Gym from the Central City, good night from Minnewaukan.
Carrington Cardinal basketball has been brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Facet Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply,
Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of I3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.